Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me.
Amen, amen. Yes, this is Sister Faye. I sound a little funny. I have sinus problems, and I sound a little different. Yes, I do. So bear with me, all right? Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, let your word expand towards others. Let them have the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to take in your word. I pray for this word of encouragement today in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. King of Kings, coming from Psalms 95, verses 6 through 7, the New Language Translation, it reads, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people he watches over." While reading through the Bible's lengthy history books, like 1 Kings, do you ever think, what practical purpose does this serve in my life? The names may not be familiar, and we may need a chart to keep track of who reigned when, but the biblical records remind us that no matter which kings rose and fell, God remained the king, continued to reign. Looking deeper, we see that although difficult times came along in every king's life, the ones who had hearts committed to God experienced his faithfulness. Conversely, the kings who did what angered God reaped what they sowed and forfeited God's blessing. That's an important lesson. Whether we're rulers on the thrones, thrones, I'm sounding funny because T-H-R-O-N-E-S, thrones, or just an average Jane, it's a lesson woven throughout the Bible. Even the Psalms, pleads for people to heed God. If only you would listen to his voice today, the Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. When we soften our hearts towards God and his ways, we can be confident that he calls us his own. Difficult times or carefree times, we are the people he watches over. That is my word of encouragement for Friday, June the 17th, 2022. God bless you. Keep me in prayer that I get over this sinus attack. Lord Jesus, amen. And keep God's words near and dear to your heart. Help me be loyal to you, my Father, my King. For those that don't know God, come to him. Ask someone to share your knowledge in the Word of God. Tell someone you love them. God is forever. And God is my Savior, and he's my dad. He's my all. So have a great and safe weekend, and keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. And I'll be back Monday with another word of encouragement. God bless you, and I'll see you Monday. Amen. Amen.